Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, history's painted, whitewashed. They did our brothers a commitment the same way. They did us in America the same way. Wake up.
Daddy, I'll be more.
Why you whipping? It was doing bad a week ago, and that's it.
No, no, no.
Why they keep on playing?
wanna hear say?
No.
I was chilling with a dread, look like Maxi Priest. With the open toe, Santa's linen suit with a crease. Ross was a beast, gave me 50 pounds in the Jeep.
They needed my quick.
Chill rock, give me a week. I was sitting in a trap, so long legs fell asleep. Fingers hurt, cutting up all that God food. No man can succeed, we prosper. Like my fish fries, yeah, with the roster pasta. Judge it moving too fast, slow down before the car crash. 20 pounds in the trunk with your gun on the dash. Dread had a little sister and she wanted to smash. She liked to wink her eye and liked to jiggle her ass. She was the queen of flirt. This is death for certain. Don't miss business with pleasure. It's a national treasure. Don't let your eyes be a fall. It's how a man's measure. It's measure. It's measure.
No.
Badman, sit on right there, sir. This is in the verses. Badman, sit on right there, sir. This is in the verses. Done them yell. Them on my bunny. Little boy, you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No.
Badman, sit on right there, sir. This is in the verses. Badman, sit on right there, sir. This is in the verses. Done them yell. Them on my bunny. Little boy, you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No.
Stay sharp out here. You gotta stay in the loop. Can't do what you did yesterday. You put it tomorrow.
It's not a weapon they can form against me that will prosper. I've been whipping far Bentleys with an ill posture. Selassie, I know some deadly rosters. I've been dancing with the wolves, it's like Kevin Costner. Picking up the cases like Betty Crocker.
Back though,
I can give it to you hard if you already rock.
How you want
but
that?
Keep it low, cause you know you don't want the feds to pop up. On the real with all this money, only the feds can stop us. On birthdays was the worst days. Now I might pop 80 grand on a Thursday.
Count that up.
2.2 pounds is what the birds weigh. If I'm a pastor, please tell me what the church say.
Amen.
Heard you. Be cool when I swerve through. Call the goons up, them niggas gon' purge through. I done live through things that might disturb you.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. No, touch my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house with the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Rip it up.
It was black tops rocking a black door. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
Nah, that title does not fit you. The culture is not with you. Your verses are not scriptures. I was the first and 15th block clicker in the spot with the blicker. The plot got thicker. I only indulged in weed and not liquor. Trying to have the best work and finish my rocks quicker. Prices got cheaper. The hill's all mine. Now the work that I'm touching can get me some real time. I kicked it with the Lord. He sent me some real signs. I started to record. I wrote me some ill rhymes. Love and hate thing. I'm dealing with real lines. Now it's two guns up, so I got the concealed nine. They wait for you to die, then they label you a legend. I'm debating on the new M8 or the X7. Fire. Figure either one to be a good look. Yeah, count my blessings, get my lessons out the good book.
What? This ain't the life you looking for. No, touch my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house at the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Flip it up.
It was black tops rocking a black door. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
50 pointers in the chains just to hide the pain. Trying to count up all this money probably wreck my brain.
Probably will.
Free that nigga Neffin, free that nigga Main. Send all my niggas to the system, probably go insane. Real street nigga worked a few M's. Rapping real street shit, dropped a few gems. I know them niggas mad, I'm in a new bin. Fuck it, spend another dime on some new rims. Niggas from my hood die from niggas from my hood. But everything I learned came up out the hood. I took my niggas with me straight up out the hood. But they'll call you fake, you make it out the hood. Bitches turn sour, niggas turn snake.
That right.
They shutting off the power when the payment late.
No, they
when you broke,
they
niggas love you. When you rich, they hate.
Pussy.
They plotting on your death, trying to set a date. Feel
promise. This ain't the life you looking for. No, touch my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw.
the trap house with the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Flip it up.
It was black tops rocking the black balls. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
All right, peace to the gods. What's going on? It's your man, Jonah Bay. Welcome to the Jonah Bay Show. Man, I don't know what the hell I'm doing on. I got so much shit I got to do. Then Shaka in town, Joey in town, everyone want to hang out. Right if I get off the radio, it's going to be a short show. I'm only doing an hour. I only scheduled this shit for an hour. You know, as usual, let me do my announcements. You know, the money ritual is jumping off tomorrow. Hope to see y'all there. Y'all also can pay for the money ritual at the door, so it's nothing. Come to the door and get y'all into the money ritual. And then right after that, boy, we got the trust webinar on the 1st at 3 a.m. Yo. It's going to be something special, man. I had to go back. Shouts out to Rommel sending me the shows that I did on the trust. I went and checked out a lot of those in archives. I did my research, and I made this trust indenture stupid banging. And it's in 100% harmony with, you know, the trustee handbook, wise trustee handbook, you know what I mean? As I promised, you know, so it's going to be something real special, man. I hope I'm going to be awake for that shit. I hope I'm not going to be all sleepy and shit by 3 o'clock. But with that being said, I didn't prepare no show tonight, man, because, you know, I'm going to be doing that webinar, talking my ass off and all that, so I said, I'm going to get on, just holler at y'all, see if there's any questions, talk to y'all tonight. So I'm going straight to the call lines. I'm going to 804-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
What up, Jonah?
What up?
Ain't shit. Damn, I just got that email today about that webinar, man.
Yeah, I've been sending out the email blast, let people know. I know so many people been waiting for it, and I was procrastinating, but I'm on it now.
3 o'clock in the morning, JB. Come on, man.
Not in the morning, in the afternoon. 3 p.m.
Oh, I was about to say. Okay, why? All right.
How I'm gonna do it at 3 a.m, man? Who the hell coming to that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Man,
I'm up in here chopping.
No.
Hey. You know, you do it all,
no.
Man.
I said I was going to stop procrastinating, but that's too much.
What's going on with you, man?
Man, a lot of people try to hit me up today, try to get me to do some consultations and shit. I'm like, man, I did 3 of them. That's all I can do for today, man. I got too much other shit to do.
I think I was one of them, homie. No, I would be.
See? You know what I'm talking about then.
Hey, yo, I caught you at the wrong time yesterday, so I went out to eat and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I told you I was going out to eat to the beach and shit.
I remember.
So that's what I did. I went out there and ate. Yeah, so
uh-huh.
I went out there and ate good, bro. Yeah. So, shit, I ain't really got shit, man. I'm up here getting groceries and shit for my family, man. So
ain't nothing wrong with that,
man. Yeah, I'll checking in on the radio. Seeing what's up with you.
That's what's up. Peace to God.
So when you think you might hit me up?
After the 1st.
All right. That's what's up.
All right, dude. Peace, God. All right, I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace, God.
Peace, God. How are you?
Hey, shit, you said 719 at first. I didn't think it was my number.
Oh, my bad. I meant 718. My bad.
So you, You good, God? It's all good. I know you're probably tired and shit. Hope you get some rest, nigga.
Just chilling with fucking Shaka. And we was at the bar, ate some dinner, and drank a little bit, man. I really didn't want to come back and get on the radio, tell you the truth.
Nah, I don't blame you, God. I caught you right before when I was leaving the gym, God. So I'm glad you, I got in. I'll let you real quick.
But, so I said, I'll just talk to the people, see what they talking. I ain't really got shit to say tonight, tell you the truth.
That's a fact, God. I already know. We know it'll probably be a short show and all that. We ain't tripping.
Yeah, it's going to be a short show, only an hour. We only got 40 minutes left.
Yeah, we appreciate you sitting on those.
Think I can talk forever. Hell no, I can't.
Nah. And them seminars maybe, but not even then.
Not even then. Y'all already know once I finish talking, I'm like, yo, I'm out. I'm going upstairs to go to sleep.
Word. I already know how you get down, son.
Right.
Fired up. But,
what you been up to lately, man? What you been working on?
Man, shit, I've been in them archives heavy since you was talking about them, man.
Yeah. So mad my people in the archives. And goddamn, they be bringing up all the shit I ever taught. And I'd be like, man, I don't even remember that shit. Refresh my memory.
Facts. So I went over to when you went over to DSH 11, the passport form, I knocked that out. I missed that show, but you know what I mean? I've been with you for 3 years, but you know, I know
right.
I ain't catch anything, but I mean, I've been attacked, so I did that. I was just going over the injunction one more time to, you know, make sure my shit is attacked, DA and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I know we got to use power. So I was going to ask you, too, about two consultations. Now, I know you're not going to be free until after the first, but the nationality one, I'm going to grab from you. And then I wanted to know, like, which one, like, how much time would it take you to read over my injunction for me? Like, so I know which one to pay you for. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying for the right amount of time for you to look over it.
The nationality one is for me to look over your paperwork, your nationality paperwork, if you already came to a seminar, right?
Yeah, I've been.
Okay, that's good. And the injunction, it don't take me no time to go through no injunction.
Okay, okay. To reference you, what you just said about the nationality paperwork, now, you're going to help go over it, like, or you just...
No, you were supposed to do what you did was... learned in the seminar, do that, and then I make sure you crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's.
All right. So it was a little mishap.
No shit. Make sure, and in all actuality, when it comes to the nationality, I actually got to prep you for court. Because most people, when they don't get their nationality done, it's because they couldn't pass the oral exam. The way the judge come at you, I got to get you prepared for that.
Yeah.
Because the paperwork be on point, but that nigga ain't going to go by the paperwork.
And the crazy part is, though, I've been in criminal cases and like two civil cases since I've been on your information. So I got that down package just that I don't have the paperwork.
All right.
So I'm kind of in the bind, you know what I'm saying, with that. So how do I, I mean, y'all go over a lot of the stuff, so how would I go about making sure, you know what I'm saying, my nationality shit right before I even get the consultation with you?
Shit, you can't, because the only place I taught it was in a seminar.
Oh, shit. I ain't
never taught it on the air.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know y'all be dropping info, though. We might have to talk in the private, though, God, because it might have been some miscommunication when we was at the seminar.
Okay.
It was like a year ago in New York. I came to the joint with you and Joey and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but I didn't really get. I took notes and shit, but I didn't really get none as far as like what was needed for the nationality paperwork. You just showed us yours.
You don't remember when we pulled up like the New York joint and showed you how we changed it and added what your terminology was in New York and stuff
yeah,
like that?
I don't remember it.
Oh,
and
I didn't want to get it
on camera, and you know what I mean?
Well,
my nigga,
when you get that consultation, I tell you whatever you need to make it happen anyway.
All right, God. Yeah, I know you got me, God. I just wanted to get that intact.
That's why that consultation, you know, all regular consultation is $75, but that one's $200. That's the reason why, because I might have to do a mini motherfucking seminar for you just to get the paper.
That's a fact. Yeah, we gonna get it right. I've been in tech. I got. You know what I mean? Close my teeth and dot my eyes with everything else. So
exactly.
I'm just trying to step. Wait, one more thing, God. When is a good time to start doing discharge?
Anytime. Right now. While you on the phone listening to me.
Right. I ain't feel you, God. Avoid it.
Listen, the thing is, if it works, it works. It's beautiful, right? But you could do it 100% correct. That don't mean it's gonna work.
Because
they motherfucking do it when they want to. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. I already know, God. I wish we had more time, God, so I could build you, God, because I've been seeing a lot of crazy shit, man. I got a homeboy who be listening to a couple dudes that he be sending shit, like the Young Pharaohs and a couple other dudes.
I know.
I remember you mentioned somebody's name one time, and he was following this dude. And I'm like, dog, send me showing no proof what he talking about. He talking all opinion shit. And then the biggest debate that we was kind of having was, he was like, yo, the Moors, we're not really Moors. The Moors was the slave masters.
Wow.
Like,
and you know what's crazy? He said lies and he said truth. The Moors were slave masters. They did have slaves. And it was white people that were slaves. See, the problem is people are confused who a nigga is and a Negro is and all that. I show the actual laws in the history that shows who we were and who they were. And we're written in history as Moors, whether he like it or not. Now, half the niggas want to say, you know, I'm an Indian. Nigga, if you are Indian, then you're named after their corporation called the Dutch Indian Trading Corp. And they were slaves. You know what I mean? So the problem is, they it's like you said, they be listening to dudes that give opinions instead of using the congressional records to make the point. You know, I whip out them congressional records, and I'm like, yo, see the cracker? The white man agrees with me, too. You know what I mean? This is what they said happened. Now take it or leave it.
And we know you do that. That nigga had me pulling out the Treaty of Morocco and shit. I'm like, I don't even got to take that. I'm going to show you how my professor teach us. Like,
I'd be confused why these dudes just be listening to people's opinions, man. I don't understand it.
Because they be at the false prophecy Moors. They be at the Moor science temple niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, so the young arrows and them be battling them, and then when they get to showing their weakness, they're looking at it as all Moors. You know what I'm saying? But then I'm like, yo, bro, you're in the right Moor, bro. Jordan Ben is the right more to listen to, bro. I don't know what y'all niggas be on, God, but it's good to just have those conversations with another brother. You know what I'm saying? That we can build.
Yeah.
And like I said,
That's still building. Even if y'all ain't agreeing, y'all still building.
Facts. And I'd be like, shit, we can't even bicker about the history all day, but let's get to the commerce first.
Telling niggas that, like, yo, okay, you could argue about all of that shit, but how's that going to help you if you ain't making no money? You ain't getting to that commerce. How that's going to help you? I don't understand niggas, man. I be like, yo, nigga, I'm going after this bread. I want to learn how to do commerce because commerce now gives me the time to research and to learn all this other shit. You know what I mean? If I ain't got no money, ain't no goddamn way. I want to study that shit. No way.
We tell us.
What's it going to do for me? Learning that shit about history and all that won't pay my bill.
Nope.
And I got bills.
Yep. We all do, God.
You know, and that's reality. And matter of fact, that's how they keep us dumbed down, by hitting us with all those bills.
Right.
But anyway, God, they're going to kill me, man. We've been talking a minute, man. I got to...
It's all peace and love, God. Good luck on everything tomorrow, God.
Thank you, brother. Peace, God. All right, I'm going to 407-668. Peace to...
Peace to the God, John Baker. You hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing, bro?
Peace to the God, man. It's a pleasure to speak to you. Peace, God. Everything is wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Oh, shit.
More money.
Wonderful, magnificent. More money. Get some affirmations out, man.
Hey, man, I just told another brother about affirmation today. He committed it to memory in front of me, bro. It's real like that, Jonah. The energy is so real.
Energy is so real, and that's that magic. Come on. Like I tell people, how the fuck, what rich guys are talking about. You read any of their books, they tell you the same shit I'm telling you. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They tell you to do the same shit I'm telling you. They tell you to hang out with people that think the same way. Everything, that's the secret of getting paid, man. Sometimes you can get rich. You don't know shit about shit, but you know what I mean?
It's the right currency.
You know, you hear that shit and niggas get paid. Because if you got a friend that know about some type of deal that's going to get you money, right? He's going to put you on.
If
you know
he's your
mean?
Friend.
If he's your friend, he's going to tell you about it.
They're
and you
right.
can get down because it's your friend. You don't even have to have the money. He just like, yo, man, I'm going to give you a chance because I don't want you in my fucking
shit. Nah, that's the real nigga shit. I'm going to put you on that make you rich, nigga, so now... Real talk.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I don't want you in my pocket, so I'm going to put you on. You know, and then they can never come ask you for money. You see what I'm saying?
True. You help me, man. That's all you got
to
do.
You
know? But I wanted to ask you, I had a couple questions, Jonah, about tomorrow.
What you got for me?
I ain't gonna be able to make it tomorrow, but I was talking to Joey last week about if we could try to do it all together as one, you know, the extended family, you know, we all study together. If we could, you know, have a certain time tomorrow so we could all do it in unison at the same time wherever we at. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you had anything where we could set up or do any kind of, I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I was talking to my cousin. I'm doing two things at one time. I'm buying some food for tomorrow's ritual. You know, y'all going to get drinks. Y'all going to be fed and all that. You know what I mean? So I'm always doing multiple things at one time, man. So I'm sorry I didn't hear you because I had to pay.
Nah, it's all good. I'm running
it
back real quick.
Looked at me crazy. I'm like, yo, man, where my money be?
Heard that.
Like,
no,
yeah,
saying,
son, you gotta say it like that. You gotta say it like that. Like word.
Yeah.
From New York too, so he be talking Greek.
I already know New York niggas get to the point, and they gonna say how they gonna say it.
Rough, real direct with it. I'm like, God, dude, what are these certain people don't like my ass? I've been talking direct like that.
Yeah. Motherfuckers don't like that.
Turning
me
off.
A lot of motherfuckers don't like direct. I kind of like it. But
I love it. Yeah. I love it, but I'm thinking maybe I love it because I'm a New Yorker. But a lot of down south people don't like directness. They prefer the lie.
That's facts. But that jiving shit is bullshit. But what I was saying, Jonah,
Yes, what were you saying?
What I was saying is about tomorrow. I said, I was talking to Joey last week about us getting together, the extended family, you know, that we all listen. If we could all get together, because I ain't going to be able to make it, but I'm going to be here where I'm at. If we could have some
I didn't expect people to
be traveling in from out of town. I expect all the people that's close to out of town to come. You know what I mean?
True. Is there any way we could try to figure out where we all could join? I know we're going to do it, but like
That's a great question. Like people wanted us to do, you know, do it live, like a webinar, right? And the reason why we can't do that is just common sense. If we did that, you know how mad the niggas would be that actually came and paid?
True. I ain't seen a webinar. That's a little extensive, but
no, even if we got on where we was let's say if I went on Facebook Live and did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is not, I'm not trying to get in no beef for doing that.
Heard
you know
that.
What I mean? That's absolute
I got
beef
what
right
saying.
There.
I
paid $125 and these niggas about to do the same
give it to
shit through the internet? Oh, hell
heard
no.
That. I heard.
Niggas would be
nah,
mad,
bro.
Yo.
That's real.
You know what I mean?
I could understand that 100. Now, all right, my next.
I forget what seminar it was. I think it was the Atlanta seminar, right? And Joey put out a price, and I was like, yo, it's at the end of the year, man. It needs to be a little cheaper for people. So we lowered the price by like $75, right? Man.
Mm-hmm.
The people who bought it for the higher price immediately was hitting me up talking about, nigga. And I'm like, yo, I got it.
I ain't giving y'all the balance. Don't worry, I got you. For sure. I understand how we go. But my second question, Jonah, was I was doing my Dun & Brads, right? I remember I was doing my Dun & Brads for my estate, right?
Right.
And I was looking at you were showing me how you had your estate. I looked online, you were showing me.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my joint. And when I was doing
one
it,
of the
I had
few
one
niggas,
question.
You can Google my name and see all my paperwork.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're official like that, because you're a real deal. Now, what I was saying is, if when I was doing the Dun & Brads, what I wanted to know, if you know, like the authorized person, do you want to use, like, I had my estate executor, the family of, would I use my spiritual name as the, that person as the, you know, like the authorized?
I use my spiritual name. I use Jonah Beck.
Okay. I wouldn't even use the family of or nothing for that part.
No, I didn't
I would just
use
that.
I didn't want to. I didn't want to show them anything they weren't used to seeing.
Heard
you
that.
Know, path of least resistance.
Yo, you see, that's why I know, man. You the realest because that was my thought pattern. That was my thought. I was like, damn, this is gonna feel like. It's going to look right. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be like,
right.
I don't want no shit. That's why I just wanted to run it by you real quick. But now that's what's up. Now we got the businesses cracking, man. I got my brother's business cracking. I got mine. We got a Paydex score now. We got trade lines reporting on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yo, this is testimony right here. Y'all on your way.
Oh, yeah, we rocking, man. I learned
now,
so much from you, bro.
This is what I was trying to tell people. And a lot of people didn't understand. I always taught y'all business credit.
Yeah.
Old dude, the name that shall not be mentioned, he was teaching y'all CPN. That's personal credit. I don't rock
a lot of personal stuff. Yeah,
I don't rock no personal. Well, you know, corporate credit is way greater and better than personal credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I want to say something, Jonah. I was listening to just now. It's another commerce course that I take because I just try to wrap myself around more commerce. So I deal with I deal with a lot of people that's on that way so I can stay in that energy field. Brother was talking about like trust and setting up what do you call it trust accounts and setting up holding companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course we learned the game from you already, so I was just peeping his perspective. He was talking about opening up multiple banking accounts. And he was talking about, you know, spreading out your money, having an account for this, account for that.
I'm going to give a little gem right now that I'm going to break down tomorrow. I mean, the day after tomorrow on the Trust webinar. But did you know that if you do have trust accounts, you cannot open up a trust account as a regular bank account? You got to do a non-interest bearing account.
Uh-huh.
If not, that's a minimum contact where they can what? Pierce your trust.
Absolutely. Now, I was going to explain the breakdown that he was breaking down. It was like, you know, the holding company, and as we know, we get a company, an LLC, a corporation underneath that trust, and have an operating company do all the business connection stuff. I have three LLCs that are operating under my trust.
You either do that, you set up an authorized person to do business.
Mm-hmm.
Authorized person. Now, that authorized person will not be your trustee, but he will be the one that opens the bank account, and you give him a resolution to only do certain shit. Why? Because he's public.
So like I can use an attorney or a notary or somebody.
You're gonna
like
yes, you can,
country.
But you have to do the contract that says what he is and how long it stays. You know what I mean? And these are the things I'm showing y'all the templates tomorrow. So if someone was to not get the fucking webinar and they just get the templates, they're not gonna know what the templates is for and how to utilize.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You're right on that. You're right as hell on that.
You know, I was talking to someone today, and I was like, what's pissing me off about this is when I teach this class on the 1st, everyone's going to fight my shit, and they're going to have shit to talk about for the next year. I almost don't want to release it so I can't give the haters a topic.
Well, shit. Hold on.
But y'all need it. Y'all need it, and y'all been waiting for it, so I gotta release it.
God, we waiting for about 3 years now. But
right.
I love
my God, I knew one of y'all was gonna go there. I knew somebody was gonna go there.
You ask every year. Yeah. So just
yo,
by
you
the
ain't
way,
even lying. I know it's been 3 years since I've been promising this shit. Yo, people, when I first told people about the 9-8 and the trust, I said, yo, it ain't no trust yet. You got the EIN, but it ain't no trust till you do the indenture, the declaration. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to hit y'all with that, but I never did because it was so many people biting my shit. So I said, yo, I ain't going to say shit right now.
That makes sense. But all right, I'm gonna get off the line, Jonah. But before I end it up, real quick,
what up?
I wanted to just touch back with it. Would it be wise though to open up multiple banking accounts with your, say, your non-ATA, then you got different companies? Would it be wise to open up different multiple accounts or stick with one kind of bank?
I have multiple bank accounts to do multiple things. And if something goes wrong and we shut down the bank account, I don't want to be stuck with no account. So I always have one. So the answer to your question is yes, that's wise. You heard the saying, never put all your chickens in one basket.
One basket. You're damn right. For sure, Jonah. Man, we're going to have a great year 2020, man. I'm happy and thankful that large amounts of money come to me ASAP and easily. For sure.
Fact.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. More money. Peace, Jonah. Peace.
All right, I'm going to 832-364. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace to the God. What's going down?
Yo, peace to the God to you too, God.
Shit, already, man. Already. Shit, I ain't have too much, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy,
I want
the I'm the same as you. I ain't got too much.
Already. Just
I'm trying
about
to fucking
taking over
wind
love
down, man. We at the end of the fiscal year. I'm trying to wind down.
I hear you, man. Shit, I want to be out there for that ritual, but shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there in spirit, so you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Next best thing.
Next best thing, right there. You know, it's remember, all these rituals is all about how you think. So if you try to be there in the spirit, that's how you thinking, that's great. That's great. Because everything we're doing, we're trying to reprogram the self-conscious mind, because it's the self-conscious mind that brings reality to this reality. And that's what's most important right there. I mean, will it be as strong as if you were there? No, because you got multiple people helping you.
Yeah.
If you're there in person. But it's going to do some great good doing it even by yourself, man. It's a beautiful thing.
We got a squad of niggas. We gonna be on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Doing our own little bills.
Okay,
you know
that's
saying?
What I'm saying. Try to utilize each other's energy to make it stronger. You know, it's kind of like a cell phone. You know? You may got one tower that got to handle 50-mile radius.
You get 50 of them,
in that 50-mile radius. Yo, that's strong. That's a strong signal. Well, the same thing is going on with brain use. We can boost it with other people.
That's what's up. But shit, other than that, man, I had court today.
Wow.
I wasn't as prepared as I should have been. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You didn't get the result you wanted?
Shit, it's for I got a suit against Capital One for the court of satisfaction shit, and I had a summary judgment today, but I forgot to, I had order for summary judgment instead of just summary judgment, so they was real particular on the words, and then I had to share
that nigga. Oh, they on you. That, you know, they did that. They looked for any excuse to make you lose, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I ain't lose, you know what I'm saying? They just said, they postponed it. They really, Capital One ain't show up, so they let the niggas have some time.
You were automatically supposed to get that because they didn't show up and they didn't even answer. You were supposed to win, but see, the problem is they don't want you to have precedence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the issue. They be trying not to. I read that. If you listen to the show, I read an article from the lawyers that was saying, yo, they scared to death of going against us so-called pro se litigants.
Yeah, I was on that.
Yeah. They scared to death, man. So they look for any way to try to stop us, you know, cheating, lying, stealing, anything they got to do.
Yeah.
We whipping their ass every day. So the next time you go in, you're going to be prepared. Cross your T's, dot your I's.
Yeah, already, nigga. I'm going back tomorrow, nigga, to turn in my paperwork correctly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's open on. y'all having court on fucking New Year's Eve? Damn.
Damn. Shit, I might have to double check. But shit, I was ready to get back in that ass. Like, shit. No days off.
Well, you know
nigga.
What it is. Nigga, when you making money, fuck all holidays. You don't give a fuck about none of that.
Real tea.
And when you got a 9-to-5, nigga, give me my holiday.
Yeah, them niggas tried to say I ain't serve them properly. I ain't give them 21 days notice and shit like that, so.
I'm not gonna lie. A lot of y'all don't do that. That's why I said put your paperwork in as quick as possible and leave their copy with the clerk of court by saying a attorney's copy. What they do is, this is what they do. When they receive paperwork, the clerk puts it into the computer. The lawyers never receive the actual paperwork. They motherfucking look it up on the computer. You see what I'm saying? So that if you follow what I just said, you'll never have to hear that again.
What? Hey, say less. I'm on it. Hey, I was just talking to the guys, man. Like, just learn 90% failure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yo, you know that's one of my things.
I already know, God.
True story.
Hey, them niggas was looking at a nigga. You know how I suited and booted. They was like, who is this nigga, a lawyer or something?
You know what kills me? They always say that the minute we got on suits and shit like that, man. I'm like, wow. So only lawyers can wear a nice suit? Only lawyers? Wow.
Damn, that's
no one else, huh?
What?
No one else can have on a suit.
Hey, you know, I had my gold on me too. I just caught this crescent moon and star chain. You know what I'm saying? Got the bracelet. You know what I'm saying? No, I signed it on them niggas.
Shine on them niggas. No, we back, baby. We back. We got our emblems on.
Well, I'm waiting on my Star David ring to come in. Them hoe ass niggas taking. I paid for expedited shipping, and these niggas taking like a week and a half to send me my shit. Like I damn near went in on their ass. don't shop at Factory Direct Jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Like I told them niggas, I ain't doing no business with their ass no more. Y'all got me messed up. Like they just lost out.
They wouldn't have did that to a Jew. They'd have had his shit ready.
What? Talking about the holidays and shit. I'm like, man, get.
I don't
want to
hear that. When I bought it, and you said it was going to be there at a certain time. That's what I want.
What? Man.
I don't want to hear none of that shit about holidays. Every fucking body knows it's the holidays. It's more people working overtime. I don't want to hear that shit.
But hey, man, I ain't trying to hold up the line, man. You know what I'm saying? There's other guys out there that need to
wonderful talking to you. Peace, God.
For sure. Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to 602-396. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, man. My bad. I'm driving. I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'm here. Peace to the God, man. What does it do?
What it do, God? You know, it's crazy. I think none of y'all thought I was getting on tonight.
I seen you posted that you was getting on, though, so I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit,
I posted.
Yeah, we go.
I'm like, yo, y'all don't know me.
hit him with the. But what's going on, man?
Oh, man. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great just preparing for, you know, the next 2 days and what I'm doing, you know, helping the people.
Same here, man. We're going to be tuning in with y'all, man, at my house. So trying to gather them together. Did a little ritual for the new year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I appreciate the most is y'all are all saying I'm doing a ritual. Like, I think that's dope that everyone's trying to do the magic. You know what I mean? Because, you know, around regular black folk, man, yo, nigga, you doing what? Matt? Oh, hell no, I can't fuck with you type shit. But
you know we still getting that, and I do commend everybody who's saying it, because I know people looking upside me, upside my head. You doing what? You doing what?
I mean, y'all just talking about it open and freely, like it's the most natural thing it is, and it is.
Sorry.
I say all these motherfuckers is rich, successful, and all that shit from doing their magic, and then they tell us not to do that shit. That's the devil.
But they want you to be Illuminati.
You talking about ritual? You gotta be the Illuminati.
And they want you to do the ritual their way. Go celebrate New Year's and do the 3, 2, 1 and say Happy New Year.
Yo, you go right into the church. They have you right in the church drinking some wine for blood, eating some bread for the flesh.
Facts. I was one of them.
Facts. New Year's,
I used to be a,
Christmas, and Easter is when they do that ritual.
I used to be a heathen.
Mm-hmm. Now, the funny thing is, they call us heathens because we won't do that shit no more. I'm like, y'all the heathens doing it.
Yeah, facts.
You know? But that's why I said we change our mind, we change our reality. And that's what's very important. What you put into your brain so it can go into the subconscious and bring the type of life that you want for you and your family.
Facts. And I'm a good teacher because I reserve the right to change my mind when new information come around. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Big up for you for saying that one. That's real. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, if I taught some shit we thought was right and it turned out that it was wrong, I don't have to stick with it like everyone else do. I'm like, shit, I reserve my mind. This is the corrected information. Here you go. And here go the law. You know? But some people, man, they'll know they wrong. Like most of these people that teach the secure party creditor process, they know they wrong, but they won't, they can't change it up now. Like, I'd be damned if I stick with something that's wrong.
Man. They don't got the good third
of
both.
Here go our show, man. We out of here. Thanks for tuning in.
Right,
we
man.
Got the money ritual jumping off. Y'all go to makemorecommerce.com for the money ritual. If y'all want to come to the webinar on the 1st, go to makemorecommerce.com. And I will see y'all soon. Peace to the gods. We out.
Peace.
Peace.